Bank of Cardiff. This is Sam. How can I help you?
Yes, sir. I received some mail from you guys about a business loan and just was inquiring about the service that y'all provide.
Oh, okay. Did you have a 16-digit reservation code with that? I can pull your file up and see what we're working with here.
I did.
All right. What's that number?
2311-3201-0042-7330.
Okay. 7330. Yes, sir. Okay. Give me 1 second here. I'll pull it up. And I'm sorry, what was your name?
My name is Tyrone.
Tyrone. Okay. And what's the name of the business you're calling with, Tyrone?
It's Big Trucking, Believing in God Trucking.
Okay. Okay. All right. Looks like I got it here. We have your billing address as 4116 North Glen Avenue.
Yes.
Okay. All right. And then what is the structure of the business? Are you incorporated or what does it look like?
No, I'm a sole prop.
Sole prop. Okay. Cool. Gotcha. All right. And how long have you been in business?
2003.
Since 2003, okay. All right, so yeah, it looks like what you have there, it's a pre-approved finance offer for, looks like we had you for both equipment financing and the working capital side of things, so just like unsecured cash. There are a lot of different programs. It kind of depends on what your specific need is. Why don't you tell me a little bit about what you're looking for, and I can point you in the right direction.
Some equipment financing, like some trailers. I was trying to get a, been offered a contract with the can company, but I need for some, to take over the local contract. But I needed, about 20 trailers to do it, and I just wanted to purchase, like, some used trailers and maybe, just upgrade some equipment.
Okay, I see. All right. So probably looking to purchase some used trailers. What kind of upgrades are you looking at? Are those with the trailers or is that separate?
They're just with the trailers. I don't need any tractors. I already have 8 tractors.
Okay. Okay. So, for the trailers, do you have an idea of where you would purchase them from or still kind of shopping around?
Shopping around, but most likely the cheapest ones I've seen and I bought in the past were from Schneider. They use trailers. They have them somewhere between 5,000 and 7,000. The orange ones. And that's basically that's all I need. I don't need really to get any new ones or that kind of stuff. Just because this is going to be like local work within, a 20-mile radius.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right. I'm looking 5,000 to 7,000. Any idea how many you were looking for to try to get a ballpark total?
I would, 10 would be sufficient, but 20 would be where I would really like to be at. That way I can have extra just in case.
I see.
I'd rather have, too much and not need it than not need it and, not have it and need it.
Okay, so we might try to go look at trying to get you approved for, maybe up to $100,000 on the side of equipment and then kind of work from there. We can get you approved for, a total amount, and then when you find the actual pieces, we can kind of adjust the approval to fit that. Okay. Okay, so now just couple more questions for you to see kind of where we're going to fall in place here. How soon were you looking to add these on?
I'm just right now just in the process of looking, but I would like to have within, 30 to 60 days.
Okay, sure. I gotcha. All right. All right, so now what do you do for your gross annual sales, like your top line revenue?
I probably do somewhere about right at $1 million a year. I do between 80 and 120,000 a month.
Oh, okay. Okay. Right around $1 million. Nice. All right. And then, Tyrone, how does your personal credit look? Is it good? Is it bad? Is it somewhere in the middle? What's it look like?
Right now, I don't know, but I think it's bad. And the reason being is that I had my uncle leased on his equipment at one time. And we had a total of about 20 trailers and 20 tractors. And he used my company for purchases of like fuel cards and et cetera. Make a long story short, I was renting some trailers. Well, since I'm a sole prop, and he decided to start his own authority, the vendors kind of went after me and my business. So by me being a sole proprietor, I have those judgments hanging over my head at the moment.
Okay. Any idea?
I know, actually trying to work something out. I'm trying to work something out with them to, because like I said, they don't have any documents of where I've signed anything for them to actually okay these advances or this stuff. And
sure. And it got so put on
I'm
you.
In the middle of my,
yeah.
Right. Because I'm a sole proprietor and it is my business.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right. Okay, so we have two options here. I think one might be more likely than the other. The first option is to get this stuff, the trailers, financed traditionally through, you know, equipment financing. It's 2 to 5 year terms, monthly payments. But with that, you know, in order to qualify for that, credit is a pretty large issue in that. So if you have, if you have, you know, some issues with the credit, and I know we're working through it, it might be a pretty significant obstacle in getting that approved that way. We can still try. But there is a second option that sounds like it's probably more likely here. You know, if credit is an issue, usually, you know, if you're looking at something where your credit's below, you know, 600, something like that, you know, if that's the case, then we'd have to look at doing this kind of on the working capital side of things. So we would get you, we would basically look at getting you a cash loan. That it's unsecured cash, so there's no collateral attached to it. But that cash, you're able to spend that however you would like, so you could use it to purchase the trailers. So
right.
It's not that.
I actually would have to find the trailers first. You know, I would have to locate 10 to 20 trailers and purchase them that way.
Sure. Yeah. So it's not, in some ways, it might be easier to do it this way. I mean, one, it's probably the option that's more available. So now with the working capital, those programs are based primarily on sales. So credit isn't really a large factor in it. So, you know, with your situation, we would still probably be able to get some cash in place for you. Now, those programs, like I said, they're based on sales. We're usually able to do about 10 to 15% of your top line revenue. So if you're right around $1 million, you'd be looking at, you know, around $100,000 to be available to you. Which actually kind of matches up with the total amount that we're looking for here. So it sounds like we might be on the right path here. Do you follow me with all of that?
Yes.
Okay. So I think kind of what our option, you know, our next step here is to just basically see what you qualify for. First, we can take a look and, you know, see if the equipment financing, the traditional route, is on the table, and we can go after that first. If it's not, and the credit is going to be an obstacle, then we can go ahead and get you approved on the working capital side of things, and get you the cash for you to use. That way, you know, each scenario ends with you getting the trailers in place.
Right.
Okay. Now, in order to get you approved, I need a couple things. I need a one-page application. It's just one page. And then I take a look at 6 months of your recent business bank statements and your most recent tax return. So that's the extent of the paperwork that I need to at least get you an approval. From there, we can kind of work backwards. We'll approve you for the largest amount and the longest term, and then you can choose how much you want to use and what term you want to set it up on.
Okay.
All right, so let's see, what is a good email address that I can send you the application and the list of everything that I need?
Okay, it would be Caesar, C-A-E-S-A-R, like the salad, Tyrone, T-Y-R-O-N-E.
Okay.
AOL.com.
AOL.com, okay. All right, so I can go ahead and put that email together right now. I can send it over there. Take a look at it. If you have any questions, you'll have my direct contact information. You can call me, shoot me an email. I can get back to you either way pretty easily.
Okay.
Oh, one more question for you, Tyrone. Have you done a working capital loan before?
I have.
Okay. Do you have any that are currently that you have a balance on right now?
No.
Oh, okay, so you've done it and paid it off and are finished with it.
Yeah.
Okay, nice. Who'd you do that through?
That was through Mulligan.
Mulligan, okay. Okay, nice. Just ask, because if there are any current open ones, it's going to come into play with, you know, what we're able to free up for you as far as that 10% right. goes. Okay, so, you know, I will send you the email right now. How soon do you think you'd be able to get that stuff back to me, the bank statements and the tax return?
Well, I'm going to look over the stuff with the tax returns. I haven't done my taxes in the last 3 years. I'm actually having them done now. So I haven't done 15, 14, 13. The last one I've done, I think, is 2011. So I haven't done 12, 13, 14.
Oh, okay.
Or 15, which I got extensions on those. I'm having them done at the moment. So I really don't have those. So what I'll look over the stuff that you send me and see if I can get this stuff in place for you in a reasonably fast, you know, amount of time. And then I just kind of go from there.
Okay, sure. And I'll tell you what, if you have the extension, if you filed the extension for 2015, you can just send that and we can work with it.
Okay.
Okay, cool. So I will go ahead. I will send that email to you right now. It'll have that list. And like I said, any questions, go ahead, reach out to me. And, you know, I'll follow up with you in a couple days, just see where we're standing.
All right.
All right. Thanks a lot, Tyron.
Thank you.